I'm here with National FFA President Colbert Locker. And Cole, recapping on your year of service, what would you say are some highlights that you had during this year?
Yeah, one of my favorite things from this year is getting to travel to state conventions and meet some incredible members who have very different experiences than me and build connections. Like, I've been to about, it was 10 conventions this year. I actually went to your convention in Ohio, Laura.
Yes.
That was so much fun. I loved it. And I met so many incredible students. I think one moment that kind of sticks out on the road is a convention I went to, the first one in New Hampshire. And it's actually in this really cool hotel that is haunted, I guess. It's called the Omni, and it's like up in the mountains. And it was so beautiful. But just that small state convention, there's 400 students there total. And I got to know almost every single student there. And it felt like I was a part of this big, incredible family. And I just loved every second of every convention I went to. But, you know, there's some memories that stick out, and that's just one of them. But like I said, I had a blast going to conventions this year. And I think that's one experience that I'll never forget, is looking at those photos and those members I met, because that really has impacted me big.
Yeah, most certainly. And now with always, there's some, you know, there's lots of joy, but then there's also some challenging times mm-hmm. throughout your year. What would you say is something that was kind of challenging that kind of stood out to you this year as you navigated a year of life of service away from, you know, family and friends?
Yeah, one challenging experience that I had that was really, really hard to get through. Like I said, my favorite thing was going to state conventions and seeing students, because like that's what I ran for this position for, was to be around students. And that's just what brings me joy. But back in June, I actually got COVID on the road, and I missed all of Florida State Convention. So I was at where the convention was being held, and I could see the members outside my hotel bedroom window, but I couldn't go out and be a part of that convention. And so it was so heartbreaking and just something that was really sad. And initially I was like just upset and just like, oh, like why does this have to happen to me? But I kind of reflected a little bit, and I was a state officer when it was virtual. So I had a virtual state officer year.
Okay.
And so I said, you know what? I've survived things like this before. Why would I not still find a way to make an impact on students, on the state officers, and be a part of this convention, even if I'm in my hotel room? And so while at first that experience was really, really hard, I realized some of those past struggles that I went through as a state officer, as a high school student, and used that as motivation to, you know, still find ways. I shared, you know, state officer retired addresses. I streamed sessions online. So I still found ways to be part of that convention, even though I had to pivot and adjust through that challenge.
And now would you say, you know, looking back, it's almost been a year since you've been elected and a year in this position. Would you, if you were in a position a year ago, would you still go for this position? Would you still run for National FFA Officer?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I've had such an incredible year. This has been one of the greatest years of my life. I know one that 50 years from now, I'm always going to remember that time when I was 20 years old and I ran up on stage and got elected and went through that entire year. Like, this is just one of those experiences I will never forget. And it's brought so much joy into my life, and it's brought so much growth into my life. And I'm proud of the person that I've become, and honored and humbled to have this year of service. And so absolutely, I would do this all over again in a heartbeat if I could. And, you know, I've just loved every second of it. And so to be able to be here at convention, getting ready to retire and take off my jacket for the final time, it is kind of heartbreaking. It's sad because this is the end of my FFA journey as a member. But I know there's that piece of me, like, this is the best way that I could ever imagine going out and ending. And I'm so excited and proud to be able to step into that alumni role and continue to be a supporter and hopefully an inspiration for countless other members. Like, you know, it's going to be hard to get rid of me, is all I'm going to say. You know,
yes.
I'm still going to be around. So
that's what they say. It's hard to get away from FFA, especially when you see the impact of students. So
yes.
Now looking forward, what are your next steps in life?
Yeah. So after this year, I will be a student at Texas A&M University. I'll major in agricultural communications and journalism, being able to interview people, have conversations. And I really want to work within agriculture and help to be an advocate for our industry. You know, I think there's so many people around our country, around our world, who don't always understand where their food comes from, or maybe have misconceptions about some of those procedures that are in practice to produce those foods. And so I want to be somebody who really is a voice for production agriculture, and who helps bring those issues to the forefront and helps to advocate in a way that is very constructive and positive, and helps to paint that picture for consumers who may not have those experiences. And so that's, you know, where I see my career path going. An exact job I couldn't tell you yet, but I know I want to continue being an advocate for our industry and to help build a brighter future for agriculture.
Most certainly. And for National FFA, I'm Laura Webker with Colbert Locker.